Good morning. Welcome to chapel. Today we're going to get started and we're going to hear from the four Y trips that went on the spring break service trip this year. And we will be hearing from them and just some testimony and stories and experiences that they had last week on their various trips. And so we'll be hearing where they were at, what they were doing, that kind of thing. Some really cool stories.
The coal mining industry has shaped much of the beautiful Appalachian Mountains, as it has provided jobs and livelihoods for many men. However, it is common in many industrial narratives. The relationship between the industry and its employees quickly became quite exploitative. However, throughout history, the Appalachian people have continually discovered their strengths and their numbers through cold wars like Matewan and the Battle of Blair Mountain, as well as through the formation of labor unions. They truly display and understand the power in solidarity. In the 1970s, a new form of mountain mining was developed in response to the diminishing returns of traditional mining. Mountaintop removal is an extension of conventional mining techniques. Furthermore, it was less expensive to execute and requires fewer employees. Mountaintop removal is incredibly intrusive and dramatically alters the physical appearance of the mountains. It is executed by extracting coal seams from the mountain by removing the land or overburden from the above seams. The land may be dumped on the ridge, and explosives are used to remove up to 400 vertical feet of the mountain to expose the underlying coal seams. Excess rock and soil laden with toxic mining byproducts are often dumped into nearby valleys in what are called valley fills. Beyond the demolished aesthetic appeal of the mountains, the natural environmental system is completely disrupted. Ultimately, the effect on the Appalachian people is tremendous. Their water is polluted, the air is polluted, and their health is compromised.
So last week, we worked with Christians for the Mountains and Restoring Eden, two groups that work with communities affected by coal mining and mountaintop removal in Appalachia. Our primary job during the week was to collect health surveys as data for a research project by going door to door in communities near mountaintop removal sites and taking surveys of the local people's health. The purpose of the research is to see if there is a provable correlation between living near mountaintop removal and increased health risks compared to similar communities that are not near mining sites. In addition to days full of survey work, we learned a lot about the complicated situation in West Virginia involving coal mining, poverty, water pollution, corporate greed, and environmental degradation. But we also saw firsthand the stunning beauty of the land around us and the warmth and hospitality of the people.
My experience was like insane. So basically this is like an excerpt of like the journal that I took that like for the trip. You take from nature what you cannot give back to it. We build our houses from the woods and tear up the prairies with the roads that connect our pollution-filled cities. Our world is greatly consuming what is limited. No matter what you confide in or believe, this world was given to us with the intention that we would tend and give it back as it was given to us. This week has taught me things I could never imagine. Million-year-old mountains covered in forests are being stripped to stone, then blown up in layers for the coal that lights up our lamps and heats our water. I have changed my major from international business to environmental sustainability. This trip has had a profound impact on me and helped me find beauty in unappreciated things.
I'm just going to read a verse. Okay, Proverbs 31:8. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute.
We went to Jubilee Partners in Comer, Georgia, and Jubilee Partners is an intentional Christian community that serves refugees. So they do a lot of farming and a lot of English classes and building relationships with refugees who come and stay with them for 2 months, usually. This is a picture of our group. standing at the K House, which is the main building at Jubilee Partners, where most of like the community events happen and meals and things like that. So a lot of what we were doing during the week, it was kind of halfway split between informational sessions and learning about the community and what they do, and learning about refugees and the experience of coming to a completely new culture, completely new place, after being uprooted from where you're from. And so we had a bunch of sessions, and then we also did a lot of work, like chopping firewood and getting a cabin ready to paint, and I think somebody did a little bit of painting at the end of the week. And we did some childcare and helping with homework from the English classes. And then we also took a day trip to Clarkston, which is just outside of Atlanta. And it's a town where most of the refugees who come through Jubilee Partners are resettled after their time at Jubilee. So we got to see a little bit of what life is like after living at Jubilee Partners, and it kind of gave us a broader understanding of the work that they do there.
So Jubilee Partners provides a safe haven for the refugees when they first come to the United States. They give them English skills and other home skills and just provide a place for them to get their feet under themselves for a few months. And I'd like to read a couple of verses from Isaiah 43. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And I think these verses apply pretty well to the refugees' situation. While they might not be able to forget everything that they've gone through, they can still kind of start their life over at Jubilee and integrate back into society and kind of start their life over again.
Well, for me, this experience at Jubilee was one humbling, revealing, and inspiring. It was humbling to not have access to my cell phone or to internet for a whole week, to be disconnected of that cyber world we found ourselves trapped in so many times. It was humbling to go to bed after a full day of hard work and to eat whatever is given to you. It was revealing to realize how much need this world has for peace builders, and to realize that I'm coming back to this life that it feels almost unfair to be living. And it was really inspiring to get to know real life heroes, volunteers for 20, 30 years who gave up all commodities, who chose to give up all commodities to help the choiceless, who come here to experience a whole new life. So if you haven't been on a white trip, I tell you, don't leave EMU without trying it.
Last week, our group, we went to Far Rockaway, New York with Mennonite Disaster Service. And when Hurricane Sandy hit last year, it hit Far Rockaway pretty bad because the water came in from both the bay side and the ocean side. So Mennonite Disaster Service came in and they helped to build and repair homes that were especially damaged. And they work especially with the poor people, the uninsured, and the handicapped, helping those who have the most trouble otherwise getting their houses back up to shape. Now we have a song.
This is a typical day from our spring break. Where does it all begin?
6:15. It's time to wake up. Go pack your lunch. And then it's time for breakfast. Breakfast. Then someone will do devotionals. 8 o'clock, you pack up the trucks, go to work.
Working hard, how are they working?
That's what we do in Far Rockaway.
Now what?
Well, now it's work time. Probably install a toilet, do some painting, put in some baseboard. Stop, it's lunchtime.
Working hard, how are they working? That's what we do in Far Rockaway.
What time is it now?
Noon.
Okay, it's noon time.
Yeah. Probably do some more painting, install some vents, install another toilet. Stop! It's break time.
Working hard, hardly working. That's what we do in Far Rockaway.
And now some more work. Probably install a door. Maybe scrape some cement off the floor. I think you did a little bit of that. Some caulking, more painting, and install another toilet.
Yeah.
Then it's time for back to base camp. Probably clean up a bit, because I mean, like, yeah, you definitely need to clean up.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. And then it's time for dinner. Oh, dinner.
Dinner.
The food is so good.
They make the best food.
The best food. There's dessert, and you have seconds, and thirds, and fourths.
Working hard. How are they working? That's what we do in Far Rockaway.
Then after dinner, we'll do report. Probably tell each other what we did all day. Somebody's got to do the dishes. And play some games, Rook and Dutch Blitz and Balderdash. And then 10 o'clock, time for bed. Sweet dreams.
Working hard, hardly working. That's what we do in Far Rockaway.
So our group went to Wilmington, Delaware, and partnered with Urban Promise, an organization that works with underprivileged children. Our main focus was working with the children at an after-school program run by the staff at Urban Promise. Serving with us was a group from the College of William and Mary, and together we stayed in a church when we weren't working. Our first day ended up being a free day due to the anticipated snowstorm that was supposed to hit us. Since all the schools were canceled, Urban Promise canceled their programs as well. However, for the rest of the week, our days went something like this. Wake up at 7, eat breakfast, and have a devotion led by one of the staff from Urban Promise. And then in the mornings, we would do some service projects in town, and then after lunch, we were split into our different groups to help out with the after-school program. Our goal at the camps was to help the children write a speech for the speech contest at the end of the week. Then in the evenings, we would entertain ourselves with countless games of Bloody Murder, which is essentially real-life mafia, and numerous other games. You get pretty creative when you're in a church filled with college students. I can't speak for everyone in my group, but I know that at least for me, this trip was really meaningful, and I'm really glad that I was able to go on it.
I first signed up for this trip because I wanted to meet new people since I just transferred to EMU. And I just wanted to work with children, which is what we did, because I've never worked with children before. And so when we first met the whole group, I was really surprised that I was the only international student. I was like, oh, I'm lonely. But anyways, and then I found out that Becca was from Romania, so I thought, oh, okay, this would be cool. Better maybe. And then as Becca mentioned, We also work with students from William and Mary, and surprisingly, their group, which is about twice of our size, there are mostly international students, or like there are only two white people within 14 people, so I thought that was really cool. But throughout the week, we were able to get along with each other real well, because a lot of differences that we have, I feel like they all just bring us together even closer. So that was really awesome experience. Thank you.
So we had ended up with a lot of free time on our trip, and one way we occupied ourselves was having freestyle rap battles. So Jordan and Joel are gonna try and simulate what we had. So if this fails, that's what happened on the trip, so. So we'll see if this works.
Spitting on this beat, about our trip to Delaware, spring break mission trip, most probably wouldn't care, but some disciples from EMU, Krista, Jordan, Isaac, Becca, Jake, and Vicky too, went to Wilmington to do what Jesus Christ would do. After school program called Urban Promise came through, pulling the community out of the gutter. Take a break from the... Take two. Spitting on this beat, bought a trip to Delaware, spring break mission trip, most probably wouldn't care, but seven disciples from EMU, Krista, Jordan, Isaac, Becca, Jake, and Vicky too, went to Wilmington to do what Jesus Christ would do. Went after school program called Urban Promise came through, pulling the community out of the gutter. Take a break for lunch, peanut butter. Head on over to shower at the YMCA. You don't want to stank when you go out to play with some cool kids who got sick Nikes. But do they have parents like mine? Not likely. God sent me to show them love. Hope they repeat. Hope those kids will serve their God out in the street. Spread the word of God to all who they meet. Now I'm going to let my man Jordan spit at this beat.
So I didn't write much to begin with. So I'm actually going to freestyle. We'll see what happens.
That's all you.
Yeah, we're reflecting with a whole new measure. Yeah, I'm coming at you for your entertainment pleasure. Yeah, getting it, what's up? Yeah, we're talking about this wide trip, that's what's up. Wide trip, gonna tell you about the city. We don't need your ethnocentric pity, no. Oh, yeah, we're working in the city. Going over here, getting Biggie Smalls. I'm getting it all. No, I'm coming at you. Hey, y'all, ooh, yes, our trip was nice. I'm gonna go and get a plate of rice. We had it for dinner and get a stir fry. Then we come at later and we cry about all the terror in the city. Yeah, gun violence, it's a pity. Oh, I already rhymed that, I don't care. Gonna throw up a little prayer to the God in heaven who answers it, what's up? Maybe I will go and drink some 7-Up. I don't know how that relates to this rap. I'm just gonna keep battling and get a dap from my boy, Joel Wheeler. He made this really a thriller.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, so as you heard, there were a lot of different experiences, and just depending on the trip, you do all kinds of different cool stuff, and you get a lot of diverse experiences and ways to serve. And one of the cool things about these trips is, even though you just get to go for a week, it can impact you for a lot longer than that, and hopefully you made a difference in other people's lives too. And so, yeah, I just wanted to say something about the Y Trip service days coming up that help to fund these things. And coming up, I think pretty soon, there'll be an opportunity for students to get out and do a weekend of, or a day of service and helping out around the community. And so if you'd like to get involved in that, that's one way to get started doing some service around here. And so, yeah, you can talk to me or talk to Brian about that. And those dates will be April 5th through 12th. So you can be writing those in your calendar. And I think I'll close with a prayer. And then if Friday Announcements has something, let's bow. Lord, we thank you for the rich experiences that these groups all had and the fun that they had together, the learning and the growing together. And we thank you and ask you to bless the organizations that they served with. And we thank you for these amazing opportunities that you give us to serve and see you working in a lot of different places. In Jesus' name, amen.